Greetings. Welcome to Wuja Temple, the podcast. I'm Reverend Majadi Baruti, and I welcome you. We first give honor and thanks to She who is eternal, She who is without Alpha and without Omega, She who is the all-encompassing, She who holds all within her and sets all into being, the great goddess, the great black mother, the great black moot, She who is eternal. We thank her, we give her honor and reverence. We give honor and reverence to our ancestresses, our great mothers in the physical form of the goddess, in their divine walk through the earth, trotting through the earth, moving through the earth, creating not only the birth of humanity, bringing forth not only human, the woman first, all others to follow, but bringing forth the construct of civilization. How do we live together? We thank our ancestresses, and we thank them for literally making it so that their blood would run through the earth, and they would do this with great intention, with the holiness of their moon cycle and their understanding that they are they who bleed and never die. What a powerful deity they would become. We give honor to our elder mothers, those who have guided me and those who have guided this ministry since 2008, when a small man, a black man in Charlotte, North Carolina, would be called to speak to something that seemed to be impossible. I do not speak to the idea of woman being goddess in the way of me teaching that as a thing, but these elder mothers guided me in the process that goddess did give me, which was to teach of the goddess, or in her words, in my dream and vision, preach my names, and that is all that I do. I give honor and praise to the mothers and to the women who are not biological mothers. We give you honor and praise. Thank you for being. Thank you for listening to this ministry. Thank you for joining on with us. Last but not least, give honor and reverence to my beloved priestess, Merit Seychat. She has been a guide for me since 2010. The ministry started in late 2008, and she has been a guide since then. She is a guide now, and I am thankful for her presence in my life. Our inspired message, one that is basically moved through spirit, given to me at this precise moment, with not a single ounce of prior to this very moment that we're doing the podcast, prior to the very moment that we're doing this message, April 26th, 2021, at 8:58 p.m. Central Time, Birmingham, Alabama. This is the beginning of this particular message. This is freestyled, if you will. We're allowing Mother to guide this process. And that's all that we have. And actually, it is all that we need. It was a hot day today. There was a moon today, a full moon today. So this is a full moon reading for April 26, 2021. It's a full moon today. For some reason, and I learned it from one of my friends, sister in Georgia, I learned that it was a super full moon in Scorpio. So that it is a death and rebirth process. So we will simply call this message the dying away. The dying away. That is what this message is. Mother gives as she gives. So I'm inspired today because today, you know how people talk about, oh, it must be a full moon. Well, guess what? Today was definitely a full moon. The behavior of humankind today was very full moon-ish. Very, very full moon-ish. People were acting an entire ass today. Very mean-spirited. A lot of coldness. And a hellish vibration on seemingly every other human being. People were acting an entire ass today. The way they drove, the way you engaged business, we had some business today. People were acting an entire ass. So here we are. Why were people acting an ass? Now, according to my friend, she said people were acting an entire ass because of this Scorpio moon and that there's a death vibration here, right? Okay, we'll take that. There's a death vibration. People were acting an entire fool. It's a super full moon in Scorpio. Death and rebirth. We're going to deal specifically with the dying away. My suspicion by spirit is that people were acting the fool today because the patriarchy is dying away. Because the meanness is coming from a vibration of being traumatized. We are walking about in a traumatized state because of patriarchy. You can't continue the abuse of patriarchy and not expect vibrations to be very traumatic or for people to suffer trauma. This trauma is further problematized because of this dying away. We said some years ago in this ministry, Wuja Temple Ministry, Wuja Temple and Wuja Temple Ministries, we said some years ago that as the patriarchy begins to fall and as the divine African feminine, the original understanding of the goddess and what we teach, we refer to as Black Goddess Consciousness. As this rises, patriarchy will panic. And that is precisely what is happening. Patriarchy is panicking. And with this panic, it would do what it does best. It would destroy, but it would do so in a very chaotic vibration, and that's kind of that vibration that we were feeling today. As I'm navigating the world, I'm trying to do some business on behalf of a nonprofit that I co-direct. And there is this continual blockage to doing what seems to be a very simple process for the business. But there's a continual blockage from a person in this business engagement. And she, it's unfortunate, it's a she is very stone-like, no feeling or little feeling, showing very little emotion or care or concern for my needs, for our needs, as we go forth to service our community with this tiny but powerful nonprofit. This poor thing was caught in this mechanical dynamic of capitalism called her job, operating like an automaton, going rule by rule, text by text, line by line, dot by dot, annoyance by annoyance. And she would do it with a coldness to her, one that is probably rooted in her dynamics and her life. It's a long story as a woman, a black woman specifically. You know, you deal with those intersections. It's very specialized. I know people use the word intersectionality loosely, but we're not going to do that here. We'll leave that to the original context of Dr. Kimberly Crenshaw. But her life was intersected. Her life is intersected as a black woman. I had to realize that. You know, I'm engaging her. And it took me some time because I was very, very angry with her. Because what should be a simple process is made difficult because of a letter. And I don't mean the letter that you write to people. I mean the letter that you write on a piece of paper. One letter blocked this particular business process. One letter. And I mean alphabet. One letter. The letter C. The C was not there. Hence, everything based on what she is saying is invalid. The annoyance and madness of capitalism and its bastard father, patriarchy. She could not find it in herself to look at that letter C as not being relevant. She combed through our process with a fine, fine tooth comb and found this to be the snag, the letter C. Now we've got to go through this whole process again. And I asked her, my love, what else will I possibly need other than to put this correct with the letter C? What else do I need to do? She said nothing to me. So I'm afraid if I should go back after this letter C is put in its correct place, she'll find something else. Here's the problem. In my work, my co-directing of this agency, of this nonprofit, this tiny but mighty nonprofit, I have been doing quite a bit of work, right? I also have a job. I'm also called to do a number of other things, and I'll just be there. We keep that right there. In this, I'm quite weary. You see, what happens with patriarchy, because it is a controlling, taking, snatching, raping, kidnapping dynamic, because that's all that it is. It doesn't give anything and hasn't given anything of good to the planet. In its taking, snatching, raping, beating, crushing, destroying process and vibrations, and its bastard son, capitalism, it loves to create little bitty tiny little lines and boxes, and everybody has to not cross the line. You can't cross the lines. You can't cross the lines, and you can't come out of the boxes. You have to stay inside of the boxes because that's where patriarchy wants you, because that's how they control you. That's how they control you. That's how capitalism controls you. Sign this, sign that. You need these three papers signed by this person, that person, and this person, and these people all over the country. And you need to have this form and this form and this form, and you go over to that office to have this form. You see this kind of silliness. My good friend refers to this movie, a British movie, she's into British film, where the lead characters have to go to what is called the Office of Circumlocution. I hope I'm saying that right. Circumlocution, which just sounds like a foolish word for going around and around and around in a circle of sheer insanity and madness. But here we are, in the dying away. And in the dying away, we are smitten with these little bitty, intricate annoyances, these bits of madness, these things that make you want to choke someone, but you don't want to do that because you'll go to jail. So you turn that energy inward, right? And everybody's doing it. Black woman, brown woman, you are doing it, right? Everything isn't a damn annoyance. Every little line, every little dot, every little P, every little T you want to cross. And then the river you've got to cross and the cross you've got to bear and the bear that's coming after you. More than annoyance, isn't it, dear? A lot of little annoyances becomes a big damned problem. And so we would carry the weight of this dying away on us because that's part of the madness, is to constantly put itself in your way so that you can't get to the life-giving force and love and compassion and passion and sweetness and lovemaking and ecstasy and all the good juicy stuff, the good food and the good house. There's all these things. And you can't engage all of the things, so some of the things leave hanging. But you really do need to engage those things. But if you engage those things, you lose these other things here that you're trying to keep on. Like your lights. Like your lights. And you're trying to keep your water on and your gas on. You're trying to keep your car running. And you're trying to keep your children on track. If you don't have children, you're trying to keep yourself on track. It's a lot of madness. Why? Because in this dying away, the dying away, the dying away, in this, the dying away, there's all these things hanging on you. There's this, as our priestess Maritza Schott, she refers to it as dross that's hanging on you. All these little things, these barnacles of stupidity and ridiculousness to pull you and to just make it so that you cannot move, to stiffen you. The more difficult it makes you not being able to move, the more of its tentacles it wraps around you and attempts to strangle your life to the moment that you sometimes you'll get headaches, belly aches, back aches, hip aches, leg aches, foot aches. Even your damn eyes will start to ache. All these little petty annoyances, these small things that so many of these small things become a bunch of big things. And then you engage other humans. And in this dying away, in the engagement of other humans, you find that the other humans, well, you may not notice that the other humans, but the other humans are also dealing with the same kinds of bunches of annoyances and all kinds of problematizing that patriarchy does to our lives. Patriarchy and its bastard son, capitalism. And then you engage another person. It could be another sister. It could be a brother, it could be an uncle, an aunt, it could be your children, it could be the school teacher at your children's school, it could be the young lady down at the court building where you're trying to register a car that was donated to your small nonprofit, but very mighty nonprofit. And all of this comes around, and inside of the dying away, all of these things make you feel so burdened. And the burden is so weighing. And she is weighing down, and he is being weighed down, and so is she, and there's her over there, and then him, and those two over there, and the three of them in that particular house, and the six of them, or the nine of them that live in that house, or the six of them, or the five of them, the four of them, the you by your damn self with your cats. Y'all are all being weighed down. And all of it goes back to the root, right? It goes back to this patriarchy that has created these systems of separation from ourselves and nature and spirit and soul and heart and beingness, such that you've been having trouble connecting. And it's slowly, ever so slowly, killing you. But in this dying away of the patriarchy, its peels begin to peel back. Its skin, its blood-drenched skin begins to peel back. And as it peels back, you realize that there was nothing, 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 nothing at the center of it but the hatred of mother. So, my loves, as patriarchy dies away, understand that its original intent has and will always be the hatred of mother. And in that, harmony is hated. Connection to spirit is hated. Religion is constructed, and spirituality is damned. Magic is damned, while material is seen as the prime. If it is not for things, patriarchy and capitalism would have no thing, and they could be with mother, but they can't. Do you know why? They want to have all of the things. Mother wants us to come to her, and particularly men, those of us who say that we are devotee. This is a mess. This pissy little piece I'm going to say right now is specifically for the brethren. Mother, from us, she wants all of us, everything that we are, brothers. All of it. And all of it has to burn to ash. And only after it is burned to ash will we be able to dance with her. There is no other way. Mother wants every single bit of you. Brother. But here we are. At the dying away. And so as patriarchy dies away, here is the funny part. We're going to have to let all of the barnacles, the dross, using Priestess Seychat's wording, the trappings, the clothing, the wardrobe, the hats, the shoes, the socks, the drawers, the t-shirts, the camisoles, the panties, the boxers, the boxer briefs, your Stacy Adams, your Nike, your damn Brooke Brothers suit. All of it has to go. And that's just the outer wardrobe. Wait till you get to what has to be drawn away or pulled off or taken out. The garbage that clothes your soul, the foolishness of this idea that you can't, that there's no way you can, that it's impossible. Your ego has to be stripped from you, man and woman for that matter. so that there is no thing left. All of the things that you have collected to hide your truest self that mother wants have to, as well as patriarchy, they have to die away. In this dying away of patriarchy, all of the things that belong, all of the trappings and the tapestry that belong to patriarchy have to fall away. And that includes the things that you own, the things that you are. Now, am I telling you, as I know that there is somebody might have this inkling of thought in their head, you know how you have these religious leaders and they ask for you for all your money and stuff, and they ask for your possession and stuff, and they turn it over and they sell it, and it's really a cult. This is not what we're talking about. It's nothing like that. It is your belongingness to these things, the dying away. These things have to die away. Because these trappings, the necessity to own things, the necessity to have thingness. And I'm not talking about the things that just that make you, you know, feel good. Because that's not a bad thing. But if you're going to be completely devoted to mother, thingness must become irrelevant. It's the attachment to the thing. And that's a whole other workup. What happens when you lose a thing? A vase, a lamp that you liked a lot. Something someone bought for you that you called precious. But if I bought you a gift, a book per se, I might buy you a book. You might buy me a book. Hint, hint. And so, should the book burn in a fire? Or become stolen or something. Let's just go wherever. Was it the thing itself that was important, or the thing having value? Was that the greater dynamic here? Or was it the relationship that you and I have to each other, the love that we share, the feeling that you have for me and the love that I have for you, my love? That you gave me something from your heart. In this dying away, the dross and the connection to thingness must also die away. Also, ideas that have you thinking that you are not your mother's child, that the great mother isn't real, that the great black mother is just some foolishness some little brown man is telling you about right at this moment. On April the 26th, 2020. This is what is happening, right? There's this dying away. There's this death present. So there's a dying away of patriarchy. A necessity for it to die away because it's killing you, right? The thing is killing you. It's killing you. It's killing your children. Patriarchy's tenets reach far and wide. The death of black women, men, children. Native American women, men, children. White women, men, and children. Latinx women, men, and children. At the hands of the police. These deaths are caused by this dying away. They've always been lynching and killing us. This is truth. But now we are hyper aware of it. You see it on your television, the newspaper. Just today I found out, I think it's one new death of a black person. I think it was a man. And it was just 2 days ago that I learned of another. And I think 2 days prior to that, another. And people really focus on black men, but black women, Native American women. And if you talk about death in the sense of how the patriarchy interacts with us, right? You can include rape, sexual exploitation, sexual harassment. Yes, I said rape. Yes, I say that the police rape people. They're literally given permission in some states and some municipalities to quote unquote have sex with the prisoner, with the person that they've arrested. That's actually a thing. You can look it up. If someone is in your custody, and you put yourself upon them sexually, they are not doing it of their own free will. Therefore, it is rape. So police are rapists as well. And I should have said trigger warning before that, but if you tune into this show, then you should know I'm going to go anywhere. I'm going to go wherever mother leads us. But police rape people. They rape women and maybe men too. This is a historical fact. They may beat you on your way to the damn jail. When you get into the jail, i.e. Homewood City Jail, you may be hung, i.e. Homewood City Jail. And they'll say that you hung yourself. They'll lie and say that you hung yourself. In this dying away, your murder is a part of it. Yes, I know that was really, really horrible to say, but it is. It is. What has to happen is that you're going to have to let go of all of the things. You're going to have to die away, or let the things that you are attached to die away as you see them fading. Like, for instance, there's currently a discussion about the police being dismantled, the whole concept being dismantled. And people are fighting it because they're holding on to this idea that you have to have them. Just like you hold on to the things that you think you have to have, like that man or that woman, that person, you think you have to have them, but they're killing you. They're breaking your heart, twisting it, turning it, stomping on it, smashing it, bashing it. And you think you have to have it, but it's killing you. You could let go in this dying away, so that it goes off into the ethers, so that it is burned to cinders, as will patriarchy be burned to ash. But so long as you hold on to those things that tell you, for instance, that you are nothing, that you are trash, that you are useless, that you are stupid, that you are handicapped in the sense of you can't do something, in that sense of handicap. That ableist language that says there's something that you can't accomplish because you're in whatever condition you are in. Well, baby, if you would let go of that dross. You know, there's a story in the Bible. Yes, we do reference the Bible, but we reference it from a different position. There's a story in the Bible of Lot's wife. I'm not going to go over it. And Lot's wife was really in love with the city that was being destroyed by this male god. But here's the thing. And she turned around. You know the story. She turned around and she turned into a pillar of salt because she wouldn't let go of the city. The cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. But let me show you something. What if you let go of that stupid ass story? You know, Sodom and Gomorrah is one of the primary anti-LGBTQ stories in the Bible. And it's a wet bag of fecal matter. So what if you let it go in this dying away? You thought I was going to refer to you as Sarah and, you know, not wanting to let go of Sodom and Gomorrah and all that. No. You need to let go of the whole goddamn story. The whole story is stupid. It's a dumb story. It's problematized because the God destroys these people who were just being themselves. And it's an anti-LGBTQ teaching. So you're going to have to let go of those kinds of things if you're going to be inside of the goddess. The things that belong to the patriarchy belong to the patriarchy. And that which belongs to the goddess belongs to goddess. And you are her pretty babies. You are her pretty, pretty babies. The dying away. Everything of patriarchy is dying away. You need to allow it to die away. Yeshua, a man called Jesus by some, was an insurrectionist and a revolutionary. And in our teaching with Black Goddess Consciousness, we teach that he was a worshiper of the Great Mother. That he had been trained in the ways of the Great Mother, and that's a whole other thing. He's a son of revolution and a son of regeneration. The natural order of things, the way our creator, she, made things to work. If you will take note, you will note that constantly things are regenerating themselves. So in this dying away, what's going to happen? You're going to be regenerated. I'm not talking about something mystical. You can regenerate the cells in your body by fasting, by eating food that is good for you, healthy for you, fruit, vegetables, nuts, etc. You could regenerate the cells in your body by drinking plenty of juice and water and staying away from things that are harming you. Mother brings a regeneration after this dying away. But you've got to let go. The presence of the mother is here. We recognize her presence as abundance. As the leaves on the countless trees, those same trees, and the bounty-laden fruit on those trees, that's her abundance. Why? Because it's constantly regenerating. Every herb, every flower is constant regenerating, even after it dies away. You know, the winter comes. You know how this works. You've seen it. The trees die away. The leaves fall. Acorns. Pine cones. And what happens? They go into the soil. And there's born again. That's the born again thing. That's the whole born again thing. It's based on the spiritual relationships that we as sentient life forces, along with the albatross and the pigs and the warthogs and the lions and the bears and the tigers. Oh, wow. We are just another sentient life form. And in this dying away comes forth rebirth and regeneration. We recognize Mother's presence here at Wuja Temple as abundance. We speak of only abundance as the bush and the shrub, as the legume, as the tiniest pea. We recognize Mother's presence as abundance on pecan, which we just got a pecan tree brought to the Dynamite Hill Smithfield Community Land Trust today, or actually two tiny pecan trees. We recognize Mother's presence as abundance, as almond and peach and pomegranate, as collards and turnips. We recognize her presence as abundance in the softness and the power of wind, in the sweetness and the pushing of water, in the birthing and the fecundity of soil, in the warmth and the force that is fire itself. And that fecundity of soil, as an example, is the richness and the blackness of soil, which serves as a representative of the richness and the blackness of all of our mothers. I'll say that again. Your mama is black. We've done lessons on the whole mitochondrial DNA. When she began to replicate herself, she replicated herself first as woman. And then she decided to differentiate as human, woman, human, female. And then came men in her differentiation. That's again another lesson. But in this dying away, it seems like things are leaving you. When you think you're losing something. Like in the story of the Bible, the Sarah, she thought she was losing something. We know that, again, as I stated earlier, it's just a stupid story in the first place. Because this God, this male God, has some insecurities about his sexuality. He destroys everything. He destroys human life. We're not in that business of damning people. Wuja Temple does not damn you to hell. Because there is no hell. Other than that which you are living currently. And we want to create heaven with you, my love. black, brown woman. White women, you can be a part of this dynamic, but you must understand that the original mother was black as a thousand midnights multiplied by a thousand shades of darkness. If you do not recognize the first human on the planet as woman and African, you're going to have some issues with this ministry. We worship the goddess in her black forms and how she manifested through the planet in other forms, whether it be Europe or Asia, South America, North America, Australia, Europe, small little islands, the Melanesian, the Polynesian. Wherever mother went, she took her black children, and wherever the black children took her, there was her. You know, you don't leave culture in a space where you were, and then you go to some other place and you adopt another culture. That doesn't happen like that. That's ridiculous. We are at a time now where there is naught but the dying away. And it is of necessity that you be willing to die away from this thingness, this madness that has you attached to it. Here is the dying away. This is the time that we're in. This is where we are. This is what is happening. You're going to have to let go. You absolutely have to let go of patriarchy. Stop holding it because it is killing you. Stop holding on to it for dear life. As if you have nothing else. As if the planet doesn't constantly regenerate itself. As if the great mother, your great black mood, your great black mother, the great black goddess is not here. As if Wuja Temple is not here. As if black goddess consciousness, our teaching, is not here. It is present, it is here, it is for you, it is yours. Black, brown, white, red, yellow. Your mama is black. And in her blackness, everything will be swallowed whole. She is death incarnate. And through regeneration, she is life evermore. There is no end to this. She has no omega. She has no alpha. She is the evermore. It is she who is eternal. Your black mother. And here we are at this moment. It is time for the dying away. Ashe, ashe, ashe. Thank you.
goddess of void. I am the night sky, empty of stars, the lake without reflection. When I take on human form, I am wrathful in appearance, with skin and hair that is blue-black, and jewelry of jet and ebony. In a sky of deep sapphire blue, I sit upon a lotus with petals of gold and a center of black velvet. When I have two hands, I hold the vajra and the bell. When I have four hands, I also hold the noose and the gold. In my six-armed form, I add the axe and the mala. My true form is in the depths of space, the vast reaches of silence. But with the sound of a hum, I emerge in the form of a spinning black vajra, edged in gold. All around me are hums like bees on a string, spinning, exploding, shooting blue pearls of light in every direction. I am called by many names. As Miratmia, I am the dark face of the void, the waves upon the lightless ocean.